Hey everyone, this is Ron's update number 73. In this particular episode, I have my short update, but I have two promos, one for Run World Radio, which is going to be a new podcast featuring Steve Chopper, Runner Girl from Canada, and J-Dub from Australia. And the other promo is going to be for Chris Russell's Kindle book, Midpacker's Lament. So I hope you enjoy it, and I hope you pay attention to both of those promos. See you later. I'm walking at Bethesda Park this afternoon. It's about 52 degrees and sunny, no wind. Good afternoon for a walk. Would have been a better afternoon for a run if my foot wasn't in the condition it's in. I ran 9 miles with Laura on Sunday out at Stone Mountain, and after 8, my foot hurt pretty bad. So I've gone back to walking. I walked on the treadmill for 2.3 miles Tuesday. Now I'm walking out here for an hour.
Hold it there, podcasting listener person. Don't you go anywhere. Coming up next on our show.
Great news, my running friends. My book of running stories, The Midpacker's Lament, is now available in Kindle format at the Kindle store on Amazon.com. Just search on Midpack, mid-pack, and it's a bargain at an easy $5. And all proceeds go towards supporting the underfunded pension plan of the retired cleaning staff at the Run Run Live World Headquarters. I recently got a Kindle myself, and I love it. It does reading very well. The Midpacker's Lament is a series of short stories on long-distance running, racing, and the human comedy inherent in all sports enthusiasts. This is the perfect book for runners and wannabe runners. There are stories about training, eating, special places, and special races. There are stories about the accidental athlete in all of us and the stupid things we do for even amateur endeavors. Whether you're a weekend mid-pack runner or a competitive club runner, you'll find something thought-provoking and amusing that you can relate to in The Midpacker's Lament.
Now, let's rejoin our regularly scheduled podcast.
It was a pretty good run on Sunday that I had with Laura out at Stone Mountain. It was one of those meandering type runs. We were doing a run and walk, of course, and my foot held up for about 8 miles and then went downhill from there. But I felt pretty good about it overall because I got my 9 miles in. I haven't been doing as well keeping up with my bike riding on my bike trainer as I wanted to. So I'm going to have to work on that some. I have been trying to get these walks in, a minimum of 45 minutes. I think on Tuesday when I walked on the treadmill, I walked for 45 minutes and it was 2.3 miles. I don't know what that averages out, but I feel like 45 minutes, I think my heart rate was about a 95, which wasn't too bad. I'm walking outside today at Bethesda Park, and I'm averaging about 75, probably going about the same pace, except when I was on my treadmill, I had the incline at 1.5 degrees. And out here, this is more flat than hilly. So that's going to be my update for today.
Coming up next in our show.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You're only supposed to blow the bloody doors off.
This is J-Dub in Sydney, Australia.
Hi, this is Runner Girl, and I'm in Canada.
And this is Steve from the UK, and we have come together to bring you the magazine you can actually run with. Yes, on Run World Radio, you will hear the true passion of three friends running through different continents and contrasting seasons. We will have mini documentaries, our running adventures, news stories from the stranger side of running, and of course, the very best pot safe music. But most of all, the show is about sharing a run with you. So join us by subscribing to the show now, search Run World Radio on iTunes, or follow the links at www.runworldradio.blogspot.com. We look forward to sharing some miles and some smiles with you very soon.
If running is your world, this is your radio. Run
World Radio. Run World Radio.
Hey, thanks for listening to today's podcast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.